Good morning, Mr. Johnson. How can I help you?
Well, I'd like to talk to you about Tim Bond, the department manager.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, ever since Sandra left the department, I feel like I've been targeted to do all her work, as well as mine. I'm expected to attend too many meetings, and I seem to be spending a lot of my time doing unnecessary paperwork.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And, on top of that, I'd specifically asked if I could leave early last Friday, as I'd done a lot of overtime during the week. But that afternoon, even though I'd finished my assigned work, I was told to help other colleagues finish their work too.
But surely that's a positive sign showing that Mr. Bond has a lot of trust in you.
Yes, but other colleagues get to leave early, and they don't have such a lot of work to do.
So you feel he's been making unrealistic demands on you?
Yes, absolutely.
Have you approached Mr. Bond about this particular problem?
I've tried, but it seems like he just has no time for me.
Well, at this stage, it would be better if you approached him directly. If nothing else, showing that you've tried to solve the problem yourself before you take it further makes it clear that you're not just a complainer. Why don't you send an email requesting a meeting with him in private?
I'd be a bit worried about his reaction. But anyway, I'll send him an email to request a meeting, and we'll see what happens from there. Thanks for your advice.
Good luck, and let us know the outcome.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What do we learn about the man from the conversation? Question 13. What is the man's chief complaint? Question 14. How does the woman interpret the fact that the man was asked to help his colleagues with their work? Question 15. What did the woman advise the man to do?